Gina Clive is with me, the Lake Superior School District superintendent, who has been at the studio before, but not for a while because you've had a busy year. Thank you so much for being with us and taking the time, Gina.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you. It always has been. And just before we came on the air, I was just speaking with our work with the fifth graders in this district and how just a pleasure it is to be with the fifth graders in Lake Superior School District. So, that you know, your teachers must be doing something right. But anyway, let's move on to, so again, I think we haven't really talked till the beginning, since the beginning of the year. But first of all, how has it been for you? Oh my goodness.
It has been a fantastic shift into the superintendency. I work with amazing staff from across the district, not just the staff, the school board. I've had a chance to meet members of our community in a different way, legislators that have been supportive of our district. We are really fortunate in Lake Superior to be surrounded by such great people.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been a positive. I'm sure there's been challenges and overwhelm. Do you want to talk about any noteworthy developments your first year as superintendent? Surprises, good or bad, or, you know, just really whatever you want to throw out there about how you're going to remember this year?
Sure. I think the last time we spoke, it was right around the time when the school board had just adopted the strategic plan.
Yes.
That our community came around and helped to develop together. It was May of 2024.
Yes.
And that has truly been our North Star, our guiding light. We've got a variety of goals that we have been focused on. They're broken into three different areas: student achievement and the support of staff, and then our how we work with our stakeholders and ensure sound fiscal future.
Okay. And so now those things, I know because Mark was part of the strategic planning.
Yes.
And, you know, that can all just seem like way up here. Like, can you give us any specifics on, like, how are you working toward these goals? Like, what does it look like on the ground?
Absolutely. Given that the plan is a five-year plan, it's not as if we just jumped in this year and
are all done.
We're done.
Yeah, no.
And it's definitely not a plan that has been put on the shelf. It is in the front of all of our decision-making from the point of what our vision is to inspire, to empower, and to educate all, down to the objectives like you're talking about, connected to each of the goals. That student achievement section has the most goals. There are six of them in that area. And we have spent a lot of focused energy and time in the area of increasing student achievement and growth. The Minnesota READ Act. So there is a law specific to teaching to the science of reading.
Meaning how you teach kids to read?
Correct.
Okay.
And our staff, early childhood, so our preschool teachers, all the way up to our fifth grade teachers that you were raising up earlier.
Yes.
We are very proud of their accomplishments and their work. They have been participating in professional development. It's a two-year plan, almost like an intensive college course to ensure that we are truly meeting all of the components at a developmentally appropriate level for kids from that early letter recognition up to their fifth grade understanding how to read.
Okay.
A little foreshadowing.
Yeah.
In August, and it'll be around state fair time, and maybe I can come back late August or early September.
Oh, yes.
We have had a sneak peek at some preliminary results of our MCAs.
Okay.
It's not something to publish in detail yet.
Okay.
But the efforts of our students and our staff in the area of reading, we are seeing those results within our state testing. And so that's pretty amazing.
Exciting.
With a really quick turnaround.
Yeah. So is this a new curriculum, or it's just sort of more like so that your average teacher that has been gone through the education program, is this something that has been a new thing for them to learn, or is it really just more little pieces to make sure they're covering, or maybe we don't need to belabor it too much, but I am curious.
Yep. It's not a new curriculum. The science of reading is based on decades of research in how children learn to read.
Right.
And so we want to make sure that we're incorporating the phonemic awareness, phonics, fluency, vocabulary, comprehension, not just parts of those or exposure to books, but intentionally teaching to all of those components.
Okay. And you think you're seeing results. Wonderful.
We are.
Okay, what else?
Our multi-tiered system of support. So last fall, I had shared that awarded a grant, like a $300,000 grant from the state of Minnesota, and that is still in place to support the facilitation and implementation of multi-tiered systems of support. And so what that means is that we're being really intentional about what our infrastructure looks like with regards to intervention. If a student isn't quite getting a concept, how do we make sure that they've got it before we move on?
Mm-hmm.
And does that mean that they may need some small group support or some one-on-one by their classroom teacher, by an interventionist? Does it mean even more intensive support? Not just in the support area, but we're also being intentional about the family and community engagement around learning, how we communicate, how we involve our community in on what is taught, how we are teaching. What do we assess? How do we assess? How do we use that data? And then truly taking a look at the data from assessments to help inform instruction.
Yeah.
So there's five different components of a multi-tiered system of support.
Okay.
We're in year one.
Yeah.
It's about a 3 to 5 year process for full implementation.
Okay.
But we are making immense gains in that area, and Dr. Tanya Lake has been our facilitator.
Okay. So in other words, kids who are struggling in whatever way are going, the idea is they will now there's going to be more connection, more support in their path.
Correct.
And you feel like that is actually happening. It's beginning to really happen. And
it is.
Students are noticing. That's wonderful. Okay. Well, now that we're on the roll, what's the third?
I'm going to, rather than keep going through all of the 11 goals or such, just state that one of the areas that we have spent a lot of time on this school year is in goal number 10, maximizing opportunities while maintaining that sound fiscal future.
Yes.
Looking at where our funds are coming from, what is the impact of changes in legislation?
Right.
How are we making sure that we are maximizing the funds in an intended way, especially those that are restricted funds?
Yeah.
And ensuring that transparency about our school district funds. And so a few changes that have been put in place this year have to do with our awesome business manager, Tanner Spahn. He has been giving finance reports at each school board meeting.
Yeah.
And teaching the community about the different funds and aspects of school finance, it's almost like a foreign language.
Yeah. Educating the board.
Agreed. Yeah. Yes, there's... Our board members are wonderful and very in tune. They have made, prior to this school year, very sound decisions with regards to the ESSER funds.
Okay.
We're seeing lots of school districts within our area that have needed to cut $500,000, $1 million, $1.5 million. That's a lot of funds within a short amount of time. And part of that, not to speak on behalf of other districts, part of why we haven't been in that place is based on the decisions that our board has made in the past about those ESSER dollars that were one-time funds.
Yeah.
They weren't incorporated into reoccurring expenses, but more of a one-time expense as they were initially intended. And so, therefore, we haven't needed to see a reduction in staff like many other districts have needed to.
Okay. Yeah. So, and I was going to ask if, so that does say a lot. And I, you know, now the Minnesota legislature is looking at a shortfall.
Right.
Do you think there's going to be a pinch, I think?
Oh, yes. There will be a pinch.
Okay.
I have been working with our area legislators to maximize funding for Lake Superior School District. Mm-hmm. One of those ways is advocating for a Senate file where we would shift seasonal rec taxes from the state back to the school district. Back in the Ventura era of Minnesota government, seasonal rec property owners, they are still paying taxes. Instead of their taxes going to their local, a portion of that going to their local school districts, it was funneled down to the state, down to St. Paul, and St. Paul was going to disperse that amongst the entire state across school districts. That didn't quite happen as it was intended way back then.
Okay.
It's been more of filling a hole in the general fund is how it's been described to me.
So that money just essentially disappears.
Correct. And here in Lake County, about 31.4% of our tax base is seasonal rec property.
Right. That's a big deal.
What that would mean for us if this bill were to pass is that in the future, and I'm not saying that's where we're at right now, but in the future, if we were to go for an operating levy, our seasonal rec tax, our seasonal rec property owners, their taxes would help to offset what our homesteaded property owners would be paying. And so it wouldn't be that homesteaded would take on the full burden. It would be dispersed.
I see. Interesting. So you're working on legislative solutions to just continue to navigate our somewhat unique area.
For sure.
Along the North Shore. And being also rural and just so many things. Well, this has been really, really informative, Gina. I'm speaking with Gina Clive, the Lake Superior School District Superintendent, about a lot of things, finances, school achievement, support for staff. I guess I can't stop without just asking at least one question or just saying, how are the teachers? Because it seems like the quality of the school is going to run on the morale of the teachers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Our teachers are fantastic. And I'd be remiss to say, to not say that this has been Teacher Appreciation Week.
Right. Woo.
Yes. our teachers go above and beyond. It is their nature. It is not something that is lost on us. It is what has created Lake Superior as such a warm and welcoming and supportive environment for kids to learn from early childhood, elementary, middle school, high school. Their efforts, their true compassion, their heart for their students, it creates connections forever.
Yeah.
And that's noticed in and amongst the community. It's noticed in the activities that kids participate in. It's noticed in the scholarships. We've got three students from Lake Superior School District that have earned the Allworth Scholarship, which is a regional. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud to work with them.
Yep. And it is, I mean, we always want to speak of the good. But I will add, I think the communication between the school and the community has also really improved this year. And so we know more what, you know, is happening in the school. And whenever I go in the school again, I do just really see teachers just quietly and doing their jobs really well. And what a blessing that is. And I think all kids are great, but you know, when we go into the Minnehaha, into the high school, we keep coming out just thinking the kids just seem really nice. Like
they just seem
nice to each other. And I'm sure there are problems. There's, you know, bullying is everywhere, but, yeah. One final question, because I know we're running out of time, but how has the no phone policy worked out this year?
Yep. Away for the day.
Away for the day.
We instituted cell phones are out of school during the school day from the 8 a.m. to the end of the school day. They're in their lockers or in their vehicles. I would say the overwhelming majority, more than 95% of all students have been compliant, have responded very positively, have even given positive feedback about the distraction is no longer in their hands,
mm-hmm.
The engagement, the conversations that are happening in class, student to student, student to staff, staff to student. it has been a positive change for the overwhelming majority. And we're really proud of how our kids have taken that on.
Yeah. And I hope in the long run that will also have a positive effect on the social media that they do engage in after, you know, like somehow to lessen the power of it all and hopefully turn it into something where put it back where it belongs.
Agreed. Yes.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much, Gina, for taking the time this morning. Hope we will have you again next year.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Gina Clive.